House Republicans have had the light rail project in their sights since the session started. Two GOP plans came before the House Transportation Committee. Representative Phil Krenke's proposal would cancel $100 million put toward light rail in a deal last year. And committee chairwoman Carol Molnow introduced her own bill to build bus transit ways instead of the light rail line. The legislators accused the Minnesota Department of Transportation of deliberately underestimating project costs. David Strom of the Minnesota Taxpayers League shares their view.
MnDOT withheld crucial documents showing during the last legislative session they knew that this line was going to cost more than they were telling the legislature, and they did not provide that information to the legislature in a timely manner.
MnDOT originally cast the project in $1997 dollars. Costs escalated when inflation was taken into account for a current estimate of $548 million. Transportation Commissioner Elwin Tinklenberg acknowledged the increase, but angrily disputed that it was any secret.
I take great offense. Given the lengths to which we went to make sure that it was clear that everyone understood that these were $1997 dollars at the suggestion that we somehow attempted intentionally to dupe this body.
Some legislators made clear they saw last year's light rail funding as part of a larger deal that included outstate projects as well, and are still chafing over Governor Ventura's now famous pork stamp vetoes of some of those projects. Republican Bill Queasley of Rochester says Ventura lost his support when he vetoed a slew of non-metro projects, including $10 million in bonding to fix bridges around the state.
Kind of seems ironic that a lot of what he vetoed last spring was, in fact, for greater Minnesota. And then you wonder why we start questioning how his commitment is to greater Minnesota and to the projects out there.
But some legislators urged the committee to move on despite any bad feelings over how the light rail deal was reached. Dan Larson, a DFLer from Bloomington, says he would have preferred more bus transit to the rail line, but he says House members should quit mulling over bills both Ventura and the Senate oppose.
I think we've spent more time discussing whether or not to build light rail transit since we voted to spend the money to build light rail transit. And I'm wondering why we spend the kind of time we do on something that I think the governor has promised to veto.
Eliminating the light rail funding would create another conflict to work out between the House and Senate transportation proposals. In unveiling the Senate package, Senator Dean Johnson said the Senate will keep light rail funds intact. He says the Senate will simply want to keep an eye on how mass transit dollars are spent through a new fund called the Multimodal Fund.
The only fingerprints I would see in regard to light rail is you get into the Multimodal Fund. And there again, we're asking Met Council and Department of Transportation to come back next year and tell us how those funds would be utilized so we have legislative oversight.
Ventura's support for the light rail line stems in large part from the federal funding available. Transportation officials say the state has applied for grants that would likely cover about half of the construction costs. Under Ventura's proposal, by 2010, the light rail line would be joined by a second line connecting Minneapolis and St. Paul, as well as commuter rail and dedicated busways. At the Capitol, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.